The Susquehanna County Compressor Station takes gas extracted from the Marcellus Shale by hydrofracking and pressurizes it for transport. The explosion blew a hole in the roof of the complex holding the engines, shaking homes as far as a half mile away and drawing emergency responders from nearby counties. A spokeswoman for Williams Partners LP, which owns the Lathrop Station, tells the Scranton Times Tribune that damage was contained to the site. No one was injured. Automated emergency shutdown procedures stopped gas from entering or leaving the compressors, and Williams promises a full investigation. Calls to Williams Partners were not returned in time for broadcast. Stations like these would spring up across New York if Governor Cuomo and the Department of Environmental Conservation give fracking the green light. In the Orange County town of Minisink, where there is strong opposition to a proposed compressor installation, local resident Rob Baum and his neighbors fear the compressor station and pipelines will negatively affect small-town life.
You know, it's an example, really, of what can go wrong. Although the companies allege that, you know, these are safe facilities, there's more and more of them coming online. And, you know, they're taking a gamble, essentially. Millennium Pipeline is taking a gamble that this will not happen in Minisink. And unfortunately, it's a gamble with human lives. There's over 180 homes within a half mile of this proposed facility. Many of them with young children like my own. I have four children. So they're trying to build one new compressor station in Minisink currently, but they've admitted that they have plans to do a second one. And there's also a proposed power generating facility in Wayweyanda, New York, that they are contracted, or they're trying to be contracted with, to supply the natural gas to power that. So it's kind of a bunch of different things that are being all lumped into one project rather than viewing the whole cumulative effect of what that's going to do to a whole area of the Hudson Valley.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission recently issued a 78-page report determining the compressor project would not significantly impact people. Baum says the deadline for public comment has now been extended into mid-April. Townspeople vow they won't rule out court action as an option of last resort. John Armstrong, communications director with Frack Action of Albany, says the Pennsylvania explosion should serve as a warning to all.
This should be a warning to our own governor, Governor Cuomo, to heed the broad call from the medical community, scientists, and residents across the state that we don't want fracking here, we don't want this industry in our state, and if the industry comes in here and Governor Cuomo breaks it, he owns it, and certainly before any decision is made, it's crucial that more time be given to the public comments and a cumulative health impact assessment be done.
Another powerful opponent takes a stand against hydrofracking. Daniel McKay is director of public policy for the Preservation League of New York State.
The historic resources of the Marcellus and Utica Shale gas regions in New York State, those 30 counties, are being listed on the Preservation League's 7-to-save list, an annual list of endangered properties and key preservation issues in New York State. We have come to the conclusion after careful research and significant discussion that the historic resources, historic and cultural resources of the Southern Tier and the Glimmerglass region of New York face significant threats from the type of development and the scale of development associated with high-volume natural gas hydrofracking. So today in Cooperstown, New York, we're announcing the listing of these resources and the threat that hydrofracking represents to them, and we are pledging significant program support from our organization to assist local communities in not only surveying and identifying historic resources, but of putting appropriate land use regulations in place to protect those historic resources.
McKay says the League is also backing efforts to pass home rule legislation in New York, supporting the right of communities to curtail or ban natural gas hydrofracking when the practice threatens historical or cultural resources. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.